The military trial of a Marine sergeant came to a sudden end today. His case defined an era and recalled the bloodiest days of the Iraq War. On November 19, 2005, 24 Iraqi civilians were killed in the village of Haditha. Eventually, murder charges were filed against several Marines, including Staff Sergeant Frank Wooderich. He was the last Marine facing any charges, the murder charge reduced to manslaughter. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins us now with the end of that case. And Tom, this case ended with a plea deal. What exactly did Sergeant Wooderich plead guilty to?
Well, Sergeant Wooderich pleaded guilty to one count of dereliction of duty. Now, that's a fairly low-level charge. So what he'll face after all of this is forfeiture of pay, a reduction in rank, and he could face up to 3 months in jail.
This case, as we said, goes back to 2005. Tom, remind us what Sergeant Wooderich was originally charged with and what specifically happened there in Haditha.
Well, again, this is the fall of 2005. We're at the height of the Iraqi insurgency in the village of Haditha in western Iraq. Now, the Marines that day were on a routine supply mission, and one of the vehicles struck a roadside bomb, killing one of the Marines here. And that's what started this whole thing. And in the middle of that, right after the bomb struck, this car suddenly pulls up with five Iraqi men in it. The Marines order them out of the car. They were unarmed. The Marines say they started to run, and the Marines killed all of them.
And after that, what happened?
Then the Marines thought they were taking fire from some nearby houses. This is all very chaotic at the time, and it was Sergeant Wooderich's first time in combat. They stormed into the house, they threw grenades and were using assault weapons, and women and children were killed in that house. Then they moved on to three more houses, firing and killing others. When it was all over, 24 Iraqi men, women, and children were killed. No weapons were found. Sergeant Wooderich and seven other Marines were implicated in the case, some charged with murder, others with lesser charges. And all those cases were dismissed or charges were dropped. One of the Marines was acquitted.
Tom, the defense here for Sergeant Wooderich basically claimed that horrible things happen in war, but that this was not a crime.
That's right. They say what happened here, you know, the Marines were under fire. One Marine, of course, was killed. They deemed those houses hostile, and they thought they were justified in attacking the house. Prosecution says, hang on a second here. You went too far, that Sergeant Wooderich couldn't keep his Marines under control, that they went beyond the rules of engagement, where you have to have positive identification before you shoot.
Why, in the end, did the prosecutors agree to such a light charge? Again, he's pleading guilty to one count of dereliction of duty. That's it.
Right. The sense was their case simply just fell apart. They didn't have the forensic evidence. They didn't have witnesses. They offered immunity to some of those involved in exchange for testimony. But in the end, some of those witnesses actually were favoring the defense, talking about the hostile environment and saying they could use deadly force. Some people I talk with fault the Marine prosecutors for not aggressively pressing this case over the years. And again, it took 6 years to bring this to court. And over that time, memories fade. And in the end, they just didn't have much of a case. The other thing, too, is some Marines I talk with are particularly upset by this. They say 24 innocent people were killed. No one is really facing stiff punishment. And this sends the wrong message to other Marines.
And this is the end of this case of Haditha?
Yeah, this is all over. Sergeant Wooderich was the last one facing charges in the Haditha killings. One of the more horrific incidents of the entire Iraq War.
Okay, NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Melissa.